Questions 1 to 4.
You will hear a news reporter called Angela Bond talking on the radio about her job.
And today in the studio, we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting. But it can be annoying, never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs, and in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
It sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock, but that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling. But I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful.
Questions 5 to 8.
You will hear a conversation between a boy, Marcus, and a girl, Catherine, about their homework.
I feel awful. I've got two lots of homework to do today, and all I want to do after school is relax. Oh, it's not fair.
Of course you've got a lot. You didn't do any yesterday, did you?
No, I didn't. I had football practice, and after that I was just too tired for anything else.
Well, maybe you could do more homework at the weekends, so you have time for football and other things during the week.
But at the weekend, I often go out with my family. On Sunday, we went to the Science Museum. Oh, it was great. I wouldn't want to miss doing things like that just because I've got homework.
Actually, you're quite lucky. I never do anything like that. Homework isn't everything. I'm sure you learnt just as much there.
Yes, but I don't suppose the teachers will be interested in that. I've got today's maths to do, and I expect it'll take me hours.
I tell you what, you can come round to my house this afternoon and we'll work on it together.
I don't know. You're really good at maths. You'll just finish it quickly and I can't do that.
It's not a competition, is it? It's more important that we both finish it. And working together will be much more fun.
But if I don't do it by myself, I could be in trouble with the teacher.
Well, Will tell her you're finding it difficult, and so I'm going to try and help you understand it. I'm sure she won't mind that.
All right, then. Thank you. Perhaps I'll feel better about maths if you help me. Oh, at the moment, I still don't know where to begin.
Don't worry. We'll get there.
Questions 9 through 12.
You will hear a radio interview with Julia Emerson, a young writer.
This evening on Young and Gifted, I'm joined in the studio by Julia Emerson, the young Scottish writer who's recently had a screenplay accepted by a major Hollywood studio. Julia, I'm glad you could be with us today. Could I start by asking you to explain exactly why what you've done is so unusual?
Well, Hollywood films these days don't start off with a screenplay. The screenplay only gets written after the producers have come up with an idea for a film. Then they contact agents to find at least one major star who will act in it. The next step is to get a team of anything up to 20 writers working on the screenplay. Now, I was inexperienced enough to think that I could simply write a screenplay and send it to a number of studios, which is what I did. When I didn't get an answer, I wrote another one. And this time, by some amazing chance, they accepted it.
I think everyone has been stunned by the fact that you've been successful with a screenplay at such an early age. But in fact, this isn't the first piece of writing you've had published, is it?
No, it isn't. I won a short story competition in a magazine when I was 15, and ever since then I've been writing in my spare time. I've had a number of articles published in teen magazines. I've always been fascinated by television and the cinema. And I even tried to develop an idea for a TV series, but somehow it didn't feel right. Then I tried putting down an idea for a film, and the writing just flowed.
Do you think you're influenced very strongly by films you've seen?
Yes, and I have to watch out, or I might end up writing a slightly different version of a classic. I suppose everyone who does anything creative has to think about that, though.
Can you tell us something about this screenplay that's been bought by Planet Studios? What's it about?
It's about two sisters who are stranded in the jungles of South America after a plane crash. They're the only survivors. They have all sorts of adventures as they try to get back to civilization. It's an adventure story, but it's also about the relationship between the two girls. You see, they've never been very close. In fact, at the start of the story, they really hate each other. Or at least they think they do.
This is the end of part 2.